We have a very special guest today. His name is Jonathan Honig. He is the managing member of the Capitalist Pig Hedge Fund. That's capitalistpig.com. He's a regular Fox contributor on Bulls and Bears, The Cost of Freedom, and with Neil Cavuto. Wrote his first book at age 22 and a member of the Economic Club of Chicago. Jonathan, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure, guys. How you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became a capitalist celebrity.
Well, you know, I've always been into money, and at the time that other kids were picking out baseball cards and playing sports, you know, I was operating lemonade stands and starting to trade stocks, and I've always been fascinated by money, and in fact ended up dropping out of Northwestern to start trading in my own business at the Chicago Board of Trade as a floor trader. And as I got a little older and started to realize that, you know, money isn't just about necessarily being able to buy things, but an interest in money really encompasses an interest in the capitalist philosophy, which I know that you guys alluded to a little bit in your opening. The politics of money are even more important, and always distinguish between a successful country, a prosperous country, and one that fails miserably. And of course, we're seeing that a lot this week in Europe and whatnot. So I started trading at the Board of Trade, ultimately opened up my own firm, capitalistpig.com, and write for Smart Money Now and do a number of projects all around making money, capitalism, freedom, individual rights. I think those are good ideals. I know that maybe they're not as popular now as they should be, but to me, capitalism isn't a bad word. A capitalist pig is something that should be celebrated, protected, promoted. It's integral to what Americanism really is.
Amen. Yeah, love that explanation. Tell me your thoughts, if you would, on our current economy, how this administration is doing. Are they doing anything right? I know you can go down the list of things. I've seen you do it on TV. The list of things they're doing wrong, but are they doing anything right now?
Well, I mean, I think Steve Wynn, the casino mogul, tremendously successful casino CEO, said it best this week when he talked about being tremendously frightened by the state of the economy, and unfortunately now, and it's been slowly underway now, certainly been more rapid in the last few months and years, but the economy really is run out of Washington right now. How assets are allocated, what markets are preferenced, how money is invested, it all comes out of Washington right now. And I think, unfortunately, that's led to so much tremendous malinvestment, distortion. And you're seeing it very clearly in investors' risk tolerance right now. I mean, we hear so much about corporations are hoarding cash, they don't want to invest. Well, my God, who can blame anyone for not wanting to invest in an environment like
right.
this? That's so ugly to profit-seeking. That's so dismissive of free markets and corporations. I mean, we've created such a terrible environment for people who want to make money. I don't blame anyone for doing anything other than, you know, buying gold bars and hiding out in the basement with a gun.
tell me this: how hard do you think this would be to fix? If you didn't have this administration here, and you could go in and reinstall, if you will, a capitalist environment, how hard do you think that would be to do? And how quickly do you think the economy would recover?
It is surreal, isn't it, guys? And we've got like a president who's, to my knowledge, never created one job of substance.
Mine either.
scratching his head with all of his college brainiac friends about how to create millions of them. And there's something just so surreal about this notion that we need a government plan to create jobs, to create wealth. I mean, you know, look around your house, your apartment, wherever you are. I mean, the things that you probably value in life, you know, I'm guessing probably weren't created by government. The products, the materials, the services, the iPhones, if you will, are never the product of government force. They're the product of the private free market. So how easy is it to do? Well, unfortunately, government's huge now. So I wish it was a question of let's just, you know, strike this element out of the budget and we're back on the road to prosperity. It needs to be a comprehensive change, but I think it, more than anything, it needs to start with that attitude. You know, the idea that profit is a positive thing, that capitalism is a good thing, that that free markets are a benefit to society, benefit to the individual, and that should guide all of our decisions about how to move forward. I think we're going just the other way. We're going towards more government spending, more government taxes, more government regulation. It has never worked, certainly hasn't worked in the last 3 years, so it makes me very cautious about the types of risks that I'm taking with my money.
Gotcha. Ron Paul, recently, his economic plan was to cut $1 trillion and eliminate 5 different agencies, government agencies. I agree with that plan. I saw that you did, too. Tell me what you think, if that, and I don't agree with everything that Ron Paul has to say, but that part I agree with. If that were to come to pass, and we were able to cut those agencies that are wasting taxpayer dollars, what would happen to the employees? What would happen to what if we made a statement like that, what do you think it would do to the economy?
It sounds so revolutionary, right? Like, get rid of housing and urban development.
Right.
Because in our minds, we think, oh, well, we can't get rid of that. You know, that's not in the Constitution. I mean, that was only instituted in the 1960s. You know, we've come to assume that this huge, bloated government is somehow just the way we do business in America, but it obviously it's not. It's been built, and getting rid of these agencies, these regulatory agencies, which really don't do anything. I mean, a regulator, we mistakenly think that regulators create something. They're really just professional destroyers. They actually don't build, they don't create, they just stop creation from happening. So, you know, getting rid of Housing and Urban Development, the Department of Energy, all these massive bureaucracies, forget even the billions of dollars you're going to save. Think about the amount of production, the amount of wealth that will be created because capitalists don't have to fight with government. The capitalists can actually produce, they can create, and don't have to have a guy with a clipboard looking over their shoulder at every opportunity. It would be a huge benefit.
No doubt. No doubt about that. Let me ask you this. Have we seen the last of the Keynesian economic model?
Well, a lot of people don't exactly know what that is, but they've seen it played out, right?
They have.
You know, government's got to spend money to create wealth. Well, it hasn't worked here, and my God, you guys have seen this footage from Europe?
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable.
It is absolutely frightening and brutal. I mean, you look at these Molotov cocktails being thrown in the streets of Athens and massive throngs of people with, you know, bloody noses. It's not like that's Beirut. You know, this isn't Lebanon. That is a first world capitalist country. And that's what happens when you follow down that road of bigger government spending, bigger government confiscation. So have we seen the last of it? I fear we have not, because the president's proposals are very much in keeping with that philosophy that what we need isn't more freedom, but more government. And that moves us in I think a very destructive way, in a very wealth destroying way.
Question for you. I don't know if you saw, I'm sure you did, that Bank of America transferred $53 trillion in derivatives from Bank of America side from the Merrill Lynch side to the Bank of America side to get FDIC insurance or get that kind of coverage on it. Tell me your thoughts there.
Well, the big misnomer was that, you know, a free capitalist market created the credit crisis and created so we need more regulations to rein in these speculators, to rein in these banks. And, you know, you see it with these Occupy Wall Street people, you know, running into banks and causing ruckus and stuff like that. You know, I mean, I think the problem isn't necessarily that Bank of America moved money from one arm to the other, but simply that the entire banking industry continues to be now even more so heavily regulated, so heavily masterminded. And we've seen it even on something as benign as folks trying to get home loans, right?
Right.
You've got folks trying to get home loans, and you've got the regulators saying to banks, don't lend out money. And you've got the president saying to banks, why aren't you lending out the money? So, you know, and not to mention, on top of that, speaking of regulations, the whole onerous Dodd-Frank bill, which says to banks, get rid of profitable enterprises like market making, like proprietary trading. Get rid of the businesses like hedge funds that actually make you money. Once again, it's another perfect example of, and in fact, regulators have offices at a lot of the major banks, literally have an office at, and I believe at banks like Citigroup, Bank of America, etc. So we need more freedom, not more regulation, not more FDIC insurance. And you don't hear it on Friday because, you know, a lot of us, we eventually go home, we go out for dinner, whatever, on Fridays. But you guys know, after Friday, what do we hear? Every week, more banks failing. Banks failing,
right?
Every week, week after week after week. Those are all FDIC insured, regulated, and, you know, we pay for it all. So I'd love to see ultimately FDIC go away completely and let a free market and banking reign. I think that's a pretty remote chance, and certainly under this administration.
No doubt about that. How about some predictions for the market between now and the next presidential election?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm actually for my own funds right now over at Capitalist Pig, taking many positions that are going to benefit from higher interest rates. I mean, every time we've seen government intervention in the market, it always fails. And since Ben Bernanke's Operation Twist attempts to push long-term rates down, they've actually risen. So I'm looking at funds like, and actually I own these for my hedge fund, like TBS, DTBS, DLBS, all which rise with higher interest rates. And it's just one of the ideas that we're working on right now. And of course, people have got to do their own risk tolerance. I know that you talk a lot about that.
Sure.
You know, making smart decisions, not betting the farm on anything. But, you know, I really think that that's the next shoe to drop, higher inflation. We've already seen it certainly in commodities, I mean, gold, et cetera. But I think you're going to start to see it with rates as well.
I've got less than a minute here, but I'd love to know how soon you think rates will go up and will they get to the levels that we saw, you know, in 1982?
Well, you know, the market's got all the time in the world, right? I mean, we're so you got a minute left, I got a quarter to make money.
Right.
You know, market could, I mean, think about something like gold. You know, it took 10 years from $250 to $1,700 an ounce. So I see that as a next unfolding trend. I think certainly within the next 12 to 18 months, you could see interest rates, you know, a full percent, 2% higher, which would be a pretty big move from these ultra low levels at which they now rest.
Hmm. All right, we're talking today to Jonathan Honig. Your website is capitalistpig.com, is that correct?
Yes, and thank you guys for sticking up for capitalism. There's so few of us out there that we need to keep promoting it and not let people forget that, you know, free markets and free men are what built this country. We need more of it, and not more government regulators, bureaucrats, and force.
Jonathan, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, sir.
Guys.